5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor with Michael Yon. Locals.com/Michael Yon is how to find Michael's reporting. He's in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. 48 hours ago, he and his colleague, Chuck Holton, traveled to the Lithuanian-Belarus border, which isn't far from where Michael is now. And they were instructed by Lithuanian Border Patrol and other colleagues that Belarus has been flying Iraqis from Baghdad to Minsk, busing them to the border, Iraqis, and pointing them to cross into Lithuania. The puzzle is why and how that works. Now, I know what's happening at the border, and Michael reported colorfully about sometimes they get lost and wander back into Belarus and have to be turned around and sent back into Lithuania. We can presume, and Michael estimated, the Border Patrol estimates maybe 150 a day. But what happens after they're taken into custody, taken to what Michael reports is an extremely tony campsite of the kind that you find for backpacking in Europe in the 1980s, taken there, and then because they don't have papers, because many of them say they've lost their passports, They then can walk out of the camp. But, Michael, you've been in Vilnius and the environs for these last 24 hours. Do you see people who look like migrants wandering or standing or sitting in the town squares?
I have seen a few, but again, I've only been in here for about 2.5 days now, and I've been in meeting after meeting after meeting. So I see some when we're passing, but I still haven't had a chance to stop them on the street and start talking with them. But as soon as we get off the line, I'm going to go right downstairs out there on the street again and try to – I think it should be easy to find them because I see them, you know, like every 10 or 15 minutes. So I should be able to find some here that look like Africans, and I see others that look like they could be Iraqis. Keep in mind I spent 2 years in Iraq, so Kurds are – not difficult for me to spot. The Iraqis we've talked with so far in the camps have been Kurdish, and the Lithuanian border police told us that, you know, the Kurdish and the Africans are not getting along together because they don't want to cohabitate. You know, their habits are different, and everybody's complaining about they don't have religion specific foods, which is the same thing we see in Panama and the same thing we hear in Greece and other places.
All right, but Vilnius is a capital city. It's expensive. So how can we guess how they're living? Are they provided food and shelter at night, or are they just living in the rough?
Oh, no, they're provided. They're provided. I mean, Lithuania is very civilized people. Except for the Russians nearby and the Belarusians. I mean, this would be a nice place to raise children. I mean, it's very safe, educated people, and I mean, they've got these rental cars called City Bee on the street where you can just rent with an app on your phone. It literally takes less than 2 minutes to rent a car and drive off in it. So it's a highly civilized place.
And what is the opinion of your Lithuanian colleagues of these migrants coming from other parts of the world now in the streets of Vilnius? Are they curious about it? you found in Greece, for example, people were unhappy about the migrants coming across the Turkish-Greek border. What do the Lithuanians tell you?
They're unhappy as well. Now, keep in mind, Lithuanians, this is a fighting people here. These are the people that resisted Soviets for generations, and they're very proud of their resistance prowess. And their special operations forces in Afghanistan were given a double thumbs up by our special the Green Berets that I knew that worked with them said, you know, the Lithuanian special operations forces were very good, very competent, loved to fight. And so these are, you know, this is a Lithuanians are highly civilized and they are also a warring people. They're not going to have things pushed down their throat. That's the way Polish are. Keep in mind, I lived in Poland for 2 years. I say they've got a non-Newtonian personality, meaning the harder you push on them, the firmer they get. So when you get Germany, for instance, telling Poland they have to take their quote unquote fair share, I know exactly how Poland's going to react to that. They're going to get stiff. They're going to be non-Newtonian. If you punch them hard, it's going to break your fist. I mean, they never surrendered to the Nazis, and the Lithuanians didn't surrender to the Nazis or the Soviets. So I mean, this is a tough people. They're not going to surrender to the migrants.
You've heard from Morocco. You report to me that in Morocco there is a similar phenomenon of someone deciding to push migrants across the border into Ceuta, the city that is on the North African coast that is Spanish territory, meaning it's IU. What can you tell us, Michael?
Well, there's a long-standing dispute, let's put it this way, on colonization between, you know, for Spain and Africa. In Morocco, of course, this is a long-standing dispute. It's nothing new, and it's something that's, you know, it's between Spain and Morocco and Spain and some other countries as well. And so there's similar disputes, actually. For instance, Spain allowed somebody into Spain that Morocco considers a terrorist. They consider him to be part of a terrorist organization in Morocco, and Spain allowed him in. That angered Morocco, and Morocco then responded by allowing about 9,000 migrants last month to swim and invade into Ceuta, right? And now they're threatening to do the same thing again, except with even more, but actually letting them go across the Mediterranean all the way up to Gibraltar and whatnot. So now, similar with Belarus. Belarus, as you may know, recently there was somebody that was wanted, and he was flying up to Vilnius in a normal jet, and so they faked a bomb scare. So they faked the bomb scare, scrambled the fighter jet, Belarus did, and forced the aircraft to land in Minsk, Belarus, right? And then they arrested the guy that they wanted. So of course the EU and Lithuania went crazy about that, and so Belarus then responded by going, well, if you don't like that, here, have some migrants. So it's basically just like Erdogan down in Turkey, it's just dictators being dictators.
Final detail, Michael. You reported yesterday, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it at length. It's a puzzle, though. You tell me that Lithuania is making a door open for Hong Kong residents who are being threatened or are in peril because of the Chinese crackdown. What can you tell me about that offer?
Well, it's clear that, I mean, for instance, Lithuania doesn't have anything against migrants. They just want migrants that add something to Lithuania. And they know that the Hong Kongers can bring a high level of education and a low level of crime and a high level of industriousness. And so the Lithuanians are a high tech, little country here. For instance, they export lasers to countries like Japan. You know, anybody can export lasers to Japan from a country this size should tell you something. They make military lasers. They make all kinds. The United States has been over here shopping for military equipment. That's how serious this little country is. They've got a lot of brains here, and they would like to harness some of that Hong Kong brains. And keep in mind, they're natural friends with Hong Kongers because Lithuanians – hate communists. That's one of the reasons I get along with Polish and Lithuanians so much. We like, We're like brothers in hatred against communists, you know? And so, and they're the same way with the, so the Lithuanians see that natural bonding with the Hong Kongers, and the Hong Kongers, you've seen they've done their human chains during the Hong Kong fighting when I was over there, and they were remembering what Lithuania and the Baltic states did against the, and they also remembered what Poland did against the Soviets. And so there's that natural bond on fighting against CCP and fighting against Russian despotism. And so, yeah, this is a match made in heaven for the Hong Kongers to come over here.
And what do the Hong Kongers have to do to get to Lithuania? That's a far piece.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's easy today, though. They just have to get the paperwork. And so the Lithuanian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said that they're going to fast track and help them get through. They haven't worked out all the details yet, but they're working. They're coming near the end of that, it sounds like. And they recognize that Lithuanians can't necessarily get to Lithuanian embassies all over the place because Hong Kongers are, you know, there's no Lithuanian embassy in Hong Kong. The nearest one is in Beijing, and going to Beijing, you know, Lithuanian embassy is a non-starter, right? And so it's going to have to be somewhere else. And this is why I keep saying any Hong Konger that's outside of that, you know, Chinese sphere that can make it to Australia or any place, I think we should take 100,000 in the United States. I think we would benefit immensely. Likewise, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs here told me that if they can make it to an embassy wherever they're at, whether it's Taiwan or, you know, of course, Hong Kong, Lithuania has stood up for Taiwan, repeatedly stood up for Taiwan, and it's really angered China because who else is standing up for Taiwan? Very few countries. I mean, everybody's falling all over themselves to placate CCP except for little Lithuania here and a few others, you know, and so this is, you know, it's a match made in heaven for me too. This is Lithuania and Poland and a few of these countries that will go to the mat. These are the kind of countries that can defeat despotic regimes like CCP and Soviet Union. And that's why the Hong Kongers need to be hooked up neck deep with the Polish and the Lithuanians and with me.
Michael Yon, locals.com/Michael Yon is how to find Michael's reporting. He's in Vilnius, Lithuania, remembering his days in the Cold War when he was not to have a very comfortable position south of him right now in Bialystok, Poland. He would have been there forever. This is John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.